Would you like to learn from another instance how God is glorified by the lives of his servants and by miracles? Once Nebuchadnezzar threw the three children into the furnace. Then, when he saw that the fire had no power over them, he says in Daniel 3:28, "Blessed be God who has sent his angel and delivered his servants from the furnace, because they trusted in him and have refuted the command of the king." Are you saying that you are delighted by those who defied you? Yes, he acknowledges, and it's precisely because I was defied. This is his explanation of the marvel. God was therefore not only glorified because of the miracle that occurred, but also because of the courage of those who were cast into the fire. If anyone were to compare the two events, this act of defiance would not seem any less miraculous than the divine rescue from the furnace. Persuading people to bravely face a furnace is just as amazing as saving them from one. It's truly astonishing that the world's emperor, surrounded by his armory, legions, generals, viceroys, consuls, with land and sea under his command, would be defied by captive children. Those in chains overcame their captor and his entire army. The king and his cohort were unable to do what they wished, even with the furnace on their side. But those who were unprotected, enslaved, foreigners, and few in number, still, while in chains, defeated an uncountable army. By this point, death was already being disregarded, as Christ was already beginning to dwell among mankind. Just as the light of day brightens even before the sun's rays become visible, so too did the impending arrival of the Son of Righteousness cause death to take a step back. Could there be a more grand theater, a more prominent victory, or more notable new triumphs?